Baruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, six lines from the top. We continue our discussion on Hilchos Chanukah. The Gemara on Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis told us that the mitzvah Chanukah, mi'ikar hadin is ner echod ubeisoy. One ner is lit for the entire household every night. The first night is one, the second night is one, the third night is one, and so forth. Mahadrin is ner lekol echod ve'echod. And therefore, if you have five people in the home, five men, for example, then the first night is five, the second night is 10, the third night is 15, and so on. Mahadrin mina mahadrin is machlekes. Beis Shammai says that the first night is 8, the second night is 7, and subsequently go down 6, 5, and 4, and so on. Beis Hillel says you begin the first night with 1, then you go up the second night to 2, and third night to 3, and so on. Says our Gemara, Omar Rav Yitzchok, Bar Redifo, Omar Rav Huna, Ner Sheyesh Lo Shnei Piyos, Oyle Lebeis Bnei Odom. If you have a ner, they used to have their ceramic ner, if it has two piyos, it has a hole on one side and a hole on the other side, and therefore one wick goes out from one hole, one wick goes out from the other hole. So if there are two people that want to fulfill their mitzvah, because we said mahadrin is ner lekol echod ve'echod, so they fulfill, two people can fulfill their obligation with that one kli cheres, that one ner, one lighting from one side and the other from the other side. And the chiddush is that even though the seal, the wick itself is attached maybe inside, but since it opens up to one on one end and one on the other end, therefore it considers to be that two people are fulfilling their mitzvah. Omar Rove Mile Kaaro Shemen. If a person filled up a bowl with oil, Vihikifa Psilois, and he surrounded that bowl throughout its circumference with different psilois, different wicks. Kofa le kli oile le kama bnei adam. If he puts a kli, specifically puts the kli first, and then he lights the psilois, then, depending on how many psilois, then that many people will then fulfill their obligation. However, says the Gemara, loy kofa le kli osa kemin medura vafilu le echad nami eino oile. But if he did not put a covering and he left it open, then it will end up being a torch, a medura, and not even one person will fulfill their obligation with Ner Chanukah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Pshita Li, in regards to Ner Chanukah, what has precedence? If a person has only enough money to then put one Ner for Ner Chanukah, and one Ner for Ner Shabbos. What takes precedence? Says Rava Pshita Li, it's Pashit to me, Ner Beisoy v'Ner Chanukah, Ner Beisoy Odif. He says Rava that when there's Ner Beisoy, referring to the Ner Shal Shabbos, and there's Ner Chanukah, and again, he only has enough oil for only one or the other. So certainly he says, it's Pashit to me that the Ner Beisoy, that when it comes to Ner Shabbos, that takes precedence. Mishum Shalom Beiso, because otherwise it'll be dark in the home and people will be then very uncomfortable and be bitzar in the dark. They might bump into things and they'll argue and get into fights, and therefore Shalom Beiso is the reason why then Ner Beiso, the Ner of Shabbos, takes precedence over Ner Chanukah. Says Rava to continue, Ner Beiso v'kiddush hayoim, if a person has only enough money to then supply himself with a ner for Shabbos, and we're talking about one ner, that even if it's just one ner, or that, or to buy wine for Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, ner beisoy odif, mishum sholom beisoy. Then he says, it's pashit to me that the ner beisoy, again, the ner shal Shabbos takes precedence over the Kiddush with wine. Now, although Kiddush is a fulfillment of Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kaddishoy, however, when it comes to Kiddush Alayayin, that's only Midrabanan. And therefore, a person can then make Kiddush Alpas on the bread. So therefore, Rava says that if he only has enough money to then supply himself for the ner of Shabbos or the wine of Kiddush, then the ner shel Shabbos takes precedence. But now he asks, boy, Rava, ner Chanukah, v'kiddush hayom mahu. But if he only has enough to supply himself for ner Chanukah, again, let's say just one ner, enough oil for just one ner, or to supply himself with some wine to make Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, what would then take precedence? Says Rava, Kiddush Hayom Adif Tadir. He's asking, on one side, you say that Kiddush Hayom, that takes precedence because it has the Maila of Tadir. And like we've explained in the past, Tadir is a Maila of Tadir V'sheino Tadir Tadir Koidem. Since Leil Shabbos every week comes up, and we make Kiddush every week, that then takes precedence. Odilma Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. Or maybe Ner Chanukah takes precedence because that advertises the nes that took place in Chanukah. Boser di iboy hoder pashto. Says the Gemara, after Rava asked his question, then he answered his own question. Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. Ner Chanukah takes precedence because of advertising the nes, Pirsumei Nisa. Says the Gemara the following milis. Omar Rav Huna. Rav Huna explains, Harogel b'ner havyin le'bonim tamidei chachamim. A person who is careful with the ner, referring to ner Shabbos, ner Chanukah, that means that he's careful to light at the proper time. He's careful to light that the light should be a nice, beautiful type of light. He davens also by the neros, which has a tremendous power, koyach. It says over here, then he'll be zoiche to banim tamidei chachamim. Hazoyer b'mezuzah zoiche ledira noya. If a person is careful with fixing a mezuzah on his doorpost, he'll be zoiche to a dira noya, a beautiful home. Hazor b'tzitzis zoiche letalis noya. A person who's careful with the mitzvah of his tzitzis, that he will be zoiche then to a talis, a beggy that is also beautiful. Hazor b'kiddush hayoim zoiche umemale garbe yayin. A person who's careful with making kiddush on Leil Shabbos will be zoiche to then many garbe yayin, many different jugs of wine. And here we have a principle that if a person is careful with a mitzvah, there'll be zoiche to then that which is being able to then cause, to enable him to perform that mitzvah. And therefore, if he's careful with kiddush, he'll be zoiche to yayin. He'll be careful with mezuzah, he'll be zoiche to a dira noya. He's careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis, then he'll be zoiche to a beged noya. And here it says, if a person's careful with ner, he'll be zoiche to bonim tamidei chachamim. And the Mefarshim explained, because it says in the pasuk, ki ner mitzvah, Vitara or, that means that the ner of a mitzvah, that which then is going to then cause the illuminance that will be brought out from that mitzvah, is really coming from the Torah. And therefore, ner mitzvah tara or, the greatest amount of illuminance that one can have by fulfilling the mitzvahs, and therefore gaining the tara or, is of course himself. And if he's already a Talmid Chacham, then his children. Therefore, it says, Harogil b'ner havin le'bonim talmidei chachamim. As a result of him being careful with a ner mitzvah, then he'll be zoiche to the illuminance, which is the greatest expression of that fulfillment of mitzvah, and that is through a Talmid Chacham. Says the Gemara, Rav Chizda have a rogil da have a cholif v'tani apischa de nasha. I'm sorry, I skipped. Rav Huna have a rogil da have a cholif. V'tanya pischa de Rabbi Avin Nagro. Rav Huna was accustomed to then walking by the doorway of Rabbi Avin Nagro. Rabbi Avin the carpenter. He used to watch that he's careful that indeed with the neros of Shabbos and the neros of Chanukah. Chazid have a rogil b'shargei tufa. He saw that he's careful with the ner mitzvah. Omar, he said, Trey Gavre Ravavri Nafki Mehocha. There's going to be two great men that will come out from this home. Nafke came out, Minaihu Rav Idi Bar Avin, Rav Chia Bar Avin. He had two great sons that were a result of his carefulness with the Ner Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos. Rav Chisda have a rogel that have a chalif. V'tanya pischa de beinasha de Rabbi Shizvi. Rav Chisda was accustomed to then going and passing the doorway of his father-in-law, of the father-in-law of Rav Shizvi. And he saw him then being careful with the Ner Shabbos. Chazed have a rogel b'shrag yetuva. Omar said, Gavra rabba nafik mehocha. A great man is going to come out from this home. Nafik minayu Rav Shizvi. Came out Rav Shizvi, who was the son-in-law of, indeed, the one who was careful with the Ner Shabbos. Here, only one great man came out because he only saw that he was careful with the Ner Shabbos. Whereas the previous Maisa, he saw that he was careful with both Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. That means that the Segula produces one Talmid Chacham. And therefore, he was zochet to a son-in-law, Rav Shizvi, to be his son-in-law, a Talmid Chacham. Says the Gemara, Devisu, the Rav Yosef have a ma'achra umadlikala. The wife of Rav Yosef was not so careful when she lit the Ner Shel Shabbos. She was a little bit late in lighting her Ner Shel Shabbos. Omar lo Rav Yosef, who understood that you have to deal with one's wife with diplomacy, then hinted her the following. Tanya, it says in the Braisa, lo yamish ha'amur ha'an yoimom va'amur ha'esh laila. It says in the Pasuk that he will not remove the pillar of cloud during the day and the pillar of fire at night. Now, the pasuk beforehand already says, "Vashem hoylich lifneim yoimom ba'amud onon, lanchoisom haderech v'lalayi ba'amud eish, lohoyer lahem laleches yoimom v'layla." The previous pasuk already tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael the pillar of clouds during the day and the pillar of fire at night in order to then guard them and guide them. So why does the next pasuk say, "Lo yomish amud ha'anon yoimom v'amud ha'eish layla"? Hashem doesn't remove the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire. It's superfluous. Explains the Braisa, Melamed she'amud anon mashlim la'amud ha'esh. Va'amud ha'esh mashlim la'amud ha'anon. It comes to teach us that the amud ha'anan came to be mashlim to complete the amud ha'esh and vice versa. In other words, when the amud ha'esh would come, it would come before the shkia while the amud ha'anan was still there. That means that they would overlap. So he's coming to hint to his wife, therefore it's important to light earlier, before the Shkia, not leave it to the end right before the Shkia, so that there'll be some overlapping. Savra la'agduma, so then she took the hint, and she thought, therefore she should then makdi, make it much earlier to light. Omar lo ha'u saba, the saba said to her, Tanina, I taught ubilvat shelo yakdim v'shelo ya'acher. Providing that a person should not be makdim, he shouldn't then light too early. If a person wants to light too early, it's only if he's going to accept upon himself Shabbos with his neiros. So it's clear that he's lighting for Shabbos. And even so, he can't light before Plaga Mincha. It has to be only after Plaga Mincha. Also, one shall not light too close to the Shkia before Shabbos. Says the Gemara, the tremendous schar that a person has in terms of his relationship and his chashivas towards Talmidei Chachamim. Omar Rava, derochim rabbonon havu lebonin rabbonon. Rava says that a person who loves the Chachamim, he will then be zoichet to children that are going to be Chachamim. The same relationship of love that he showed towards other people, towards other Talmidei Chachamim, that's the relationship of love that he has towards his son, his children, and therefore he'll be zoichet to children that are going to be Talmidei Chachamim. The dochir rabbon, a person who has an awe of the rabbon, of the Chachamim, who gufei habetzum rabbon, he will then, going back one line, the moikir rabbonon, if a person has chashivus rabbon, and therefore he's mechabed the sages, the Chachamim, havulei chaf Chasnavasa Rabbon. He'll be zoichet to son-in-laws that are going to be Chachamim. Because a relationship with one and his son-in-law is one of respect, of kavod. So therefore, be zoichet to then Mida Keneged Mida have children, son-in-laws rather, who are going to be Talmidei Chachamim. Because he was mechabed and and he gave respect to other chachamim. The dachil rabbanon, if a person has awe in front of the rabbanon, that means he is mushba, he's mispoiled from the rabbanon, then he who gufei have a tzurma rabbanon, then he himself will be a tzurma rabbanon, he'll also be then a tamei chacham, because of that influence that he will then gain as a result of his relationship towards chachamim. V'ilah bar hachihu, if he's not somebody who learns, or he's only kovea eating, but he doesn't then oisik in Torah outside of that, then mishtamoin milei kitzur rabban, then his words will be heard like those of the chachamim. The Gemara now quotes the end of the Mishnah that says, v'loi b'shemen sreifa, a person cannot light Shabbos Neiros with shemen sreifa. Ask the Gemara, my shemen sreifa, what does it mean, shemen that is burnt? You can't use shemen that is burnt oil. Omar Rabbe, shemen shel truma shenitma. It refers to shemen that became of truma that became tame. That's the shemen called shemen sreifa. Ay, v'may kori la shemen sreifa. Why not? Why call it shemen sreifa in the Mishnah? Why not call it shemen shel truma shenitmes? Says the Gemara, hoil ulisreifa. I mean, since it has to be burnt, it cannot be eaten, and therefore it's called shemen sreifa. Ubeshab is my time aloy. So why can't you use this for your Shabbos Neiros? After all, there's no iser in burning the oil that is truma shenitmes. In fact, you can have hana from it. So why can't you use that for your Shabbos Neiros? Answers the Gemara, mitosh mitzvah alav levaro gezeira shema yate. Because there's a mitzvah to burn truma shenitmes, a person in his enthusiasm might burn this oil, and thereby he'll come to then tilt the candle, he'll tilt the ner, and therefore he'll be oiver and iser derais of havaro. So therefore the chachamim said you cannot use shemen shel truma shenitma. Amar le'abai ele me'ata biyontav lishtri. So then on yontav you should be able to use it. You should be able to then light truma shenitma. Alo matnam, but why is it teaching the Mishnah otherwise? Ein malikin b'shemen sreifa b'yomtiv. Answers the Gemara, gzera yomtiv otuv Shabbos. As a gzera, that if we allow you to use your truma shenitmes as your oil, you'll come to then light that also for your oil for Shabbos. Rav Chisdo argues, Rav Chisdo Omar, l'shema yate l'chashinon. That's not the chashash. We're not worried about somebody then tilting the nair and then being over an iser of havara on Shabbos. That's not the reason. And probably that's because he's saying, because this is not a shemen that's garua, and it's not necessarily a reason why then you should then be yate. So why therefore is it also to use shemen truma shenitmes? Elohocha biyomtif shechalios erev Shabbos askinon. Rather, we're talking about a situation where it's yontif on erev Shabbos. Lefisha ein sarfin kachim biyontif, because you cannot light, you're not allowed to then burn kachim on yontif, and therefore midrabanan, they also do not allow you therefore to burn the truma shenitma. Ask the Gemara, v'ha mediktoni seifa e malikim b'shemen sreifa b'yontif michla deresha la b'yontif askinon. Ask the Gemara the challenges. But it says later on in the seifa that you cannot burn shemen sreifa b'yontif. That implies that this shemen sreifa is not the same shemen sreifa shel yontif that's talking about in the Mishnah Lekamon. Om Rav Chanino misura matam ko'omar. Rav Chanina Masura said, this is coming to teach you the reason for why she says you can't light shemen sreifa. Matam ein malikim b'shemen sreifa b'yontif, lefish ein sarfin kachim b'yontif. It gives a reason, because you cannot light kachim b'yontif. That's the reason. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavose de Rav Chisdo. We also have a opinion, we also have a braisa that supports this opinion of Rav Chisdo. Kol elu sha'amru ein malikin bohen b'shabbos. All of those that says you cannot use in order to then light your nail shel Shabbos, malikin hem b'yomtif. You can, yes, use those things, however, for yomtif. Chutz, with the exception of b'shemen sreifa. Why? Says the braisa, l'fisha ein sarfin kachim b'yomtif. So we see over here, just like Rav Chisda said, that the reason why you cannot use shemen shel truma shenitma is because you can't light shemen shel kochim. And therefore, since you can't light shemen shel kochim, then they made a gezeira on shemen shel truma shenitma.